I hear America's singing. The varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be, blithe and strong. The carpenter singing as he measures his plank or beam, the mason singing as he makes ready for work or leaves off work, the boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat, the deckhand singing on the steamboat deck, the shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench, the hatter singing as he stands, the woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning, or at noon intermission, or at sundown, the delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing, each singing what belongs to him or to her and to no one else. The day what belongs to the day, at night, the party of young fellows, robust, friendly, singing with open mouths their strong, melodious songs. The immortal poets of Asia and Europe have done their work and passed to other spheres. A work remains, the work of surpassing all they have done. America, curious toward foreign characters, stands by its own, at all hazards, stands removed, spacious, composite, sound, initiates the true use of precedents, does not repel them or the past, or what they have produced under their forms, takes the lesson with calmness, perceives the corpse slowly born from the house, perceives that it waits a little while in the door, that it was fittest for its days, that its life has descended to the stalwart and well-shaped heir who approaches, and that he shall be fittest for his days. Any period, one nation must lead. One land must be the promise and reliance of the future. These states are the amplest poem. Here is not merely a nation, but a teeming nation of nations. Here the doings of men correspond with the broadcast doings of the day and night. Here is what moves in magnificent masses, careless of particulars. Here are the ruffs, beards, friendliness, combativeness the soul loves. Here the flowing trains, here the crowds, equality, diversity the soul loves. Especially the young men. The gait they have, of persons who never knew how it felt to stand in the presence of superiors. The freshness and candor of their physiognomy, the picturesque looseness of their carriage, their fierceness when wronged, the fluency of their speech, their delight in music, their curiosity, good temper, open-handedness, the whole composite make the prevailing ardor and enterprise, the large amativeness, the perfect equality. But to hold men together by paper and seal, or by compulsion, is no account. That only holds men together which aggregates all. In a living principle, as the hold of the limbs of the body or the fibers of plants. Of all races and eras, these states, with veins full of poetical stuff, most needs poets and are to have the greatest and use them the greatest. Their presidents shall not be their common referee, so much as their poet shall.